difficult time, yes. And I don't make lightly of anything that's happening. But the word that God gave me, I'm encouraged because I actually have to give credit where credit's due. I composited with a word I received yesterday from Pastor Jesse Duquinas. And his, about over a little over a week ago, he preached at his home church in Louisiana. And so I want to encourage you today. I want to lift you up on high on Jesus' blood and over you. This is not a religious statement. We will stay open as long as the law does not prohibit it. And the reason for that is that in any other case, they chain up the doors, they lock it out. Which means if we break the law, we face the fine. And there's in a while, they're already saying that when they implement that, it'll be a $5,000 fine and 1 year in prison. Just to give you a hint, it won't be you going to prison. So what I'm saying is this, I trust God 100%. There's no way I'll move around that. There's no way. And after we did our course in California, and it was a very trying time there, we were in Wilmington. And just to let you know, if you've never been to Wilmington, California, and the east part of LA and different parts of the docks, Pastor Kapuni was with me, and Sister Leah had adventured with us in that place. And Pastor Carlos walked us to the back. I already knew because I've been going there for 13 years. In the back of their truck, surrounding it, they have ribbon barbed wire. You all know that's where they put in prisons, right? Ribbon barbed wire. Why? Because people in the world don't care about the house of God. They rip it off. They steal things. When Pastor Robert was alive, they used to tear through those things. And I don't blame them at all. And you don't have to agree. Well, maybe that's why we're not in a place where we should be, because we're not applying our wisdom that we put into the manifestation of the physical realm. We are here to praise God, but no other. I got a message of hope for everybody today. I got a message of power, because the Word of God is power. But I was tired yesterday of listening to the news. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I listened to find out what they're saying. I want to know the laws of the land. And you might not agree with me, but that doesn't matter, because you don't live my life, and I don't live yours. So I'm more concerned about what God says. God's authority supersedes all authority on earth. God's authority overpowers all authority on earth. So I make not lightly of any government plans or anything they're saying. I'm not taking away from all the lives that were lost and the families that have been disrupted. I'm telling you, according to Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, we are not under the curse. We are under the power of the blood of Jesus who took it to the cross, took our shame, and developed the power that we have today called the grace of God through His grace of giving. And I'm thankful I'm under the blood. I'm thankful you're under the blood. I'm thankful that we have this great discretion to know. So today I'm here to tell you, we're just taking today. I can't tell you about next week. I can tell you about today. But as long as we have the power and the authority given by God and not breaking any laws of the land to put these doors in jeopardy and this ministry, then we're going to be open. Yes, there are certain things you got to go through coming through the door. Let me tell you what, I'm the one that enforces it through the men of God and the women that really graciously come and serve, and I back them 100%. So this is the word that I'll give you before I even share anything. If you don't like it, I love you, but you don't got to come in. We're under heavier restrictions than you know. You can be out there making your grumbling comments, but in here and in the office, we have to check with the mayor's office. We got to check in because we got to make sure we don't break any laws to jeopardize any of us. Now, you might think, that's compromise. No, it's not. I'm standing in the promise of God. I don't put a comp in front of promise. That's compromise in spelling. So when you put comp in front of that, you know what the word C-O-M means in definition? I'll get to the word. It means together. In agreement, in forceful intention. That's what the word C-O-M means by itself. So when you put that in front of promise, you're compromising the promise or the power of God in your life. Just stand on the promise. Stand on the word. Y'all are not quiet in this house. I ain't going to be quiet. Let me tell you why. After we completed in Wilmington in L.A., after we completed, of course, in Riverside, in the city is called Corona, of all things, right? And we preached there at Pastor Jesse's church. We're there. And I was privileged and honored I preached there last Sunday before California started shutting everything down. They did get to preach Wednesday, and now it's all shut down by law. They cannot gather. And I'm hoping we're not in either, but if we do, we'll comply. But we will stream live on Sunday with whatever worship we can get together in the team and put it properly. And we will stream live. We'll podcast. We'll do everything. We'll come live to you in your homes, on your phones. We will not stop preaching. We will not stop the word of God from going out. We will do everything we can. And we'll do it from the house of God. We'll do it right from in here. So I'm not hoping that happens, but I'm saying we're ready. And Pastor Lulu, thank God, I know he's doing Station 3, thank God for his vision months before this ever took place. Set up a whole new program, a whole new website, so we can deliver anywhere now. We can podcast it, we can bring it far. Sister Special delivered a wonderful message sharing how, you know, we're doing this and how we're doing it. But as long as the doors can remain open, we're going to be here. We're going to be here. And I'm thankful. Because even if I feel bad for the churches that were in schools, because the schools shut down. In theaters, they shut down. And I understand that. And we don't, you know, we don't want to spread anything or do anything. That's why, I mean, if you're grumbling about a little sanitation at the door, oh, please, come on. Seriously? I want to say it in my words. I grew up in Kailua. Wake up. Wake up. Come on, man. You got to wake up and be in reality of God. I'm good. I'm so happy to be home. After we were down, we headed towards San Diego. We're at the hotel right there. No, really, I'm so happy. And we're at the hotel. We're all set to go. We're gearing up. We're praying. And we're spending a lot of time as a family together. We're not going all over gallivanting. No entertainment whatsoever. It was all ministry and just family together. We spent time with the pastors and their families. And then it went to Pastor Jesse's church. We were elbowing, you know, and stuff. When Pastor Sandy saw us, she was like, ah! And just hugged us. And everybody was hugging. And I'm like, well, that blows that out of the water. Because I want to comply with what they're going through and how they feel about things. Because you don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. Amen. And if you're not comfortable with that, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We got enough room. I know that, you know, we'd like to be huge and large, but we got enough room in this church. Nobody can have social distance. I said, no, we got a small enough congregation. What are you going to move? We told the office that we're going to move. And we're sanitizing every day. And our Pastor Al covered that. And we are sanitizing every day. I mean, meaning after service. So tomorrow, we'll all be sanitized. Joy, raise your hand. He works 4 hours after every service, sanitizing every chair, every arm rail, everything. And I see him working hard in here.
Front and back.
Front and back.
Underneath.
Underneath. You know, some people need to be up there. Let me tell you, I know your shoes is dirty too. Amen. Before you enter our house, we're going to spray alcohol on our shoes. And walk in. But we did that before this happened. Because there's so many things in the world that just not as clean. But we, you know, God is, listen, God is sanitized. He is so holy and pure. And it's not that we could reach him through that, but we can sure take care of things on earth like that. So we're in San Diego. We're in the hotel. We're at the Sheraton right by the airport. I like to stay there because it's 5 minutes away. Amen? I want to be right where I can see the plane. I don't care about the noise. I want to see the plane landing. Pretty soon it's not landing and taking off as much. I'm watching from the balcony. When I go, can I go in the pool? It's 55 degrees outside in the daytime. No. He said, how about the jacuzzi? I said, there's boiling germs down there. We ain't going down the river. I saw people in that. And you know, I said, sorry, sir, this is just ministry. And we're going to spend some time together, you know. We're going to be together. And we can, you know, just hang out. Bring family together. And so we're good and everything's going. We had a great time at the fitness center because nobody was going. So our family was in there alone. They're sanitizing it, re-sanitizing it. But we did that for years. We wiped down everything before we used it. I mean, this is something that isn't new. So don't look or feel so shocked that we're doing this now. Being, you know, clean. Amen? There was a day when I grew up, we used to play in dirt and stick fingers in our mouth. Our Pastor Jesse, you're trying to say, do you ever remember when your mom used to rub Vicks on your chest? And I'm like, yeah, I was listening yesterday. My father-in-law was listening with me in Banaya. Yeah. And he goes, how about the moms that took the Vicks and shoved it down your throat? I went, yeah, that was me. That wasn't right. That ain't right, he said. He said, it says external use only. They were compromising you. It doesn't belong in your body. I'm like, my God. So I raised my hand pretty fast in my living room. That's pretty good. So we're at the hotel Tuesday night. Late in, I don't know exactly what time the email came in from Hawaiian Airlines, we're booked with them. But we're ready about early in the morning hours. We're getting ready to just, you know, about a couple hours, just to get to the airport early, they cancel our flight. Brother Harry worked really hard, and I woke him up a couple of times, Pastor Hululu, saying, could you help us out? What could you do? Sister B was on the phone. We're trying to get through, because the phone is busy. You can't get in. You can't get anything changed.
Without
anything.
Normally
yeah, but we're going to help you out. We're going to get you out of here. You know, and we know that the city is shutting down slowly. The other Sheraton right there at the airport is shut down already. They're shut. They moved everybody to where we are. And I think maybe we have two of the families on our floor. Disneyland is shut down. Every park is shut down. Schools are shut down. They're shutting down everything. And I tell you, when we got that, how many know the first words out of our mouth, what they might be? Bob and I were sitting across and we went, Jesus! Get us home! We got to get home. Yeah. And then we got rebooked on another flight, but they went from 9:45 in the morning to 9:47. When I looked at Bobby, praise God for my
at
wife.
Night.
At night. Not even in the day. Now we got to get out of the hotel. We got to return the rent-a-car. I mean, our schedule is tight. We keep it really tight. So long story short, why I'm sharing this with you is we're in a critical situation. But the only one can bring you out is Jesus Christ. He gave us the wisdom. Pastor Bobby was on the phone about an hour or so. Got us on another flight. And then the flight took us to San Francisco, which they're on lockdown. I'm going, oh, Jesus. I'm in Jesus. But no, this is the way route's going to take us. We see we're in the airport. We're in the terminal. We're not going nowhere. Seven gates away. We get there. 45 minutes before our flight, we sit down. No pilots for the jet. People are coming out of the pilots. We don't have any yet. We don't have any. I'm like, you know, Bernard told me, Dad, can you fly that plane? I'm like, hey, I took some lessons in a Cessna. I don't think I can do that one. You know? But this is my son. He's going, Dad, can you fly the plane? Can you be the pilot? You know, I wanted to tell him yes, but maybe Jesus, I could get it off the ground and landing on the thing. You know, I don't know. He tells me, can you back it up? I said, Jeff, don't have backup. No, come on. But we're sitting there, and we did get there, and they got the pilot. The pilots came from two different aircraft. And they actually said, could you give us 15 minutes? Because we've never flown this well before. But they were very positive. And they said, and then, you know, we'll get it all worked out. And the AC was out in the plane. We're in the plane. I'm just saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because that's coming directly to Kahului. Thank you, Lord. Just get me home to where I fight on the home ground that I am appointed to. See, this is where I'm appointed to. This is the ground God gave me, and I'm appointed there. So those of you who are going to travel, I'm so blessed you did it. Because the lockdown was happening overnight. Things were happening. And God has blessed us. Amen? But we're so happy to be and so joyful to be on that flight. Was it stressful? Yes. Did the enemy try to bring things on us? Yes. And you might be experiencing this right now. And this is why I'm preaching on it. I'm going to show you the total deliverance out of it. We're going to get delivered today. It ain't going to happen no more in Jesus' name. Because God released me yesterday when I heard part of this message and put it with what God gave me. I want to encourage you. The first thing, we're going to go over it today, but I'm going to tell you right now. I bind that spirit of fear off of your life right now in Jesus' name for the authority of Jesus Christ. And you might say, well, I'm not fearful. Well, that's great because God did not give you the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And today we bind that spirit because it is a spirit. And the coronavirus is attached to it. It is attached to it. Because fear generates panic. Panic generates many things. But fear generates doubt, and doubt is a corruptive power on our faith. Use wisdom, but trust God. Trust God's authority. I'm not born again just because I'm born again. I'm born again because I'm born again. It says in the Word that we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and love not our lives unto death. Which means this thing is challenging death onto our life. Showing you pictures, morbid. I want to tell you something that was given the first 2 weeks, but not given anymore, but Jesse Duplantis went over it again. God bless Pastor Jesse. It says, they told us this in the news, and they don't say it no more, that it's destroyed between 75 and 80 degrees. It dies. Did you know that? Did anybody know that in here? Because it came out the first 2 weeks. And now they're not saying it no more. Well, praise God for Hawaii, 86 degrees yesterday, burning hot. I was like, yeah, Lord, I had the kids in the yard. Yeah, Lord. And we're using caution. We're paying attention. I even told the kids, you guys want to continue to work out? Yep, they want to. That if there is a law that's put in, we'll obey the law. We'll just divide your class. That way, everybody can get what they want. We need to use wisdom. Faith is never stupid. It's full of wisdom. But I heard it was Bishop Suwala, praise God, Bishop Suwala was home today out of the hospital. He got my absolutely. It was the place because they locked down Straw Clinic, I don't know if you knew that. They locked it down until Monday, so nobody in, but that don't mean you can't go out. I didn't even think about that. They said nobody coming in. They said nobody going out. So we got released yesterday, right, Pastor? And he went home. Praise God, because home is the place to heal. Hospital helps to fix you. The home is where you heal. Amen? That's what love is, nurturing is. So I want to encourage you this morning. God got you. Trust Him. Use wisdom, yes. But He got you. Now they're going to quarantine everybody coming in from the mainland. I don't know anybody that's crazy enough to go on vacation for 2 weeks, spend in a hotel room for 2 weeks, quarantine, and go back home. So don't be startled that they're canceling flights and they're doing that. Listen, we're going to come. I love what our president said. We're gonna come through this. And this is the way he said it in the beginning. This too will pass. That's biblical. So today I want to encourage you. And I'm telling you what, you know what I'm excited? I'm home in Maui. I got a fight here. That's okay. This is where I'm supposed to be. I don't want to be in San Diego. Praise God for them. But I'm not a resident of California. I'm a resident of Hawaii. I'm a citizen of heaven. But I'm a resident here. This is where I fight. God got us home safe and sound. You know, sometimes, I know we like to use the word concern, but I heard in a powerful message that concern is just another cover-up for worry.
Yeah.
It's another byword. So listen, y'all are going to get blessed today with this word.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. I'm so blessed. And in case I do forget, please, tomorrow we're not meeting for prayer meeting. Those that do come in for prayer meeting, not for any other reason other than we're meeting at home. Everybody, I'm going to have a request made by Pastor Bobby. Tomorrow we're going to focus on one thing. Just take time in the evening to pray for America.
Amen.
Let's pray for America. Let's pray for our great nation. A lot of nations need help. But right now, let's pray for America. Can't take care of your own backyard. You ain't going to help nobody else. Pray for America. Pray for our leaders that they not only hear God, but they obey God. Amen. So today, I want to talk about a word in the Bible, a scripture that tells us, don't think this strange. So I'm going to title it just that. Don't think it's strange. Amen?
Amen?
So we're going to go to, as soon as this thing listens to me, we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12. Now, when I preach as an evangelist for the Church of God, I always recited this, and welcome to the Lord's team, Word of Truth, this morning. And when I preach this word, I used to go on the platform, before I could preach, God would give me the scripture, which was not this one, the one before it. 4:11. I'm just going to quote it while you're getting 4:12. It says this: if any man speak, let him speak of the oracles of God. If any man minister, or if any person minister, let him do so as the ability that God gives. And that's so that through Christ Jesus, depending on the translation, through Christ Jesus, that God may receive all of the glory. And then he comes to this scripture, and it says, are y'all there? I'm reading from the New American Standard, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. It says this: beloved, who is that? That's us. It says, beloved, do not be surprised at these fiery ordeals among you, which comes upon you for your testing. Are you hearing me? I love this translation, so I'm reading it. For our testing. And it says, as though some strange thing were happening to you. Father, we thank you and we bless you for this word. For truly, we're being tested. But not to fail, but to see who we are. How much we trust you, God. And we thank you this morning for this word. We thank you that it will develop us. Heal us in the power of our mind, spirit, soul, and body. And we thank you for the children. I thank you for my son, 12 years old today. I thank God for him. You know him as a miracle. He is a miracle. But he decided that he wanted to train as a junior usher on his birthday. That's why he wasn't on the worship team. And he told me this, and I'm just going to say amen after he told me, Dad, are you going to miss me? I said, I'm going to miss you so much. I've always looked at you up there. You've always prayed with me. I said, are you going to miss me? He goes, just a little bit. Is that okay? So, Father, we thank you for your word today. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I love the children's attitude. I love the young people's attitude. They just, you know, they just see it as it is. And yeah, let me see a little bit, Dad. I'm good. I'm gone. But he couldn't wait till he was 12. He told me it took so long. The years took. Well, I forget what he told Pastor Wu somewhere. The years go by so quickly. He's 12 years old. The years go by so quickly, Pastor Wu. Now I'm like going on 20, you know, what's happening? But the young people today are very educated. They're also very geared up. They have what it takes. We have to help them spiritually. Listen, to prepare for what God says. We're not preparing for destruction and death. We prepare for what the Word says to prepare for. And then we're ready to do what we have to do. So I was so blessed. This is a long message. I just want to encourage you with it again. Monday night, we're going to pray at home. Take time between 7 and 8, if you would. That's when we usually meet. Around that time, just to take even a few minutes and just pray for America. Amen?
Amen?
Pray for everyone. Pray for America, the leaders. Just so that we can send those prayers up. And I know many are praying in volume right now. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a blessing to be here this morning. Not just home from California, but because we have a place that we can keep open right now.
Amen.
And again, we're checking. We check with the mayor's office. We're making sure we stay on top of it. We want to make sure that everybody has, you know, we're not here to be crazy and stupid, but we are here to be faithful, loyal servants of God. So, listen, let me tell you something about pride. Before pride, go at destruction, and it will destroy you. It will. So I'm not here on my own strength, believe me. I went in the bathroom and I said, Jesus, fill me up more today than you did yesterday. And I don't mean with, I know I'm born again. I'm talking about the anointing. Fill me up more today than you did yesterday. Because by the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke.
Amen.
That's the word. And he breaks us from everything and anything that will cause any problems. Amen. And we thank God for our children's church.
Yes.
So the word God prepares us for is to come and these things and trusting God during these difficult times. All of these things are going to happen, even though we might not understand them. Because I don't understand anything. But I do know what God says. That says, I'm with you no matter what. fear not, he says to Joshua. He said he was going to take us to some place we've never been before. Hello? I've never been here before. I've never been in this situation before. I've been at this sanctuary 20 years, our other one 3, in our home garage, and we opened up our home to ministry when we did in the 90s. I never faced anything like this. But you know what? God is true to His Word. He's taken us to some place we've never been before. But there's an inheritance that's coming. But we got to be tested before that transfer is made. So if we think we're all that in a bag of chips, you better check if you're expired. Amen? Check in on the date. Make sure we're good. Everything's going all right. You know, okay, refresh us, Lord, and we'll be fine. When difficult times come, we got to rise up. Loyalty to God must rise up in us that overpowers the world in its prophecies. I was reading that it's projecting how many people are going to die in Hawaii. And I was binding that this morning. I bind that in Jesus' name. It has no power. Has no authority. The prophets of the world do not overpower the word of God. It does not. But you can choose to listen. And I'm not criticizing our government. They're doing the best they can in what they know to do. We have spiritual power that we have to apply. Our prayer, our commitment, our loyalty to God. That has to. The Bible says anything that rises up or tries to overpower the power and the authority of God has no power. It shall be brought down. Anything that rises up above the power of God or thinks it cannot. God is the loyal, only loyal and faithful person you can count on through Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is with us. We have to depend upon Him also. Amen. Now, I don't want to take away any credits. I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Listening yesterday, I was tired of listening to the news. I was. Anybody get tired of it? But I'm so tired because they repeat everything. It's like they manifest everything. They blow it up. So they generated fear. The CDC generated fear. You know your medicine, but you generated fear. That's not what God gives. God actually told us, I don't give you a spirit of fear.
Come on.
Power of love and a sound mind. Power. Power is the first word, no matter what translation you read. And love, because love overpowers everything. A multitude of love, right? Cast out all these things. It covers up sins. It covers up fear. Because God is love. And His great love is what we need every day in our life. We've got to share it with others. But that isn't through stupidity and ignorance. That is through the Word of God. Applying it. Amen. So I'm going to give credit to Pastor Jesse Duplantis, which I took a part of what he gave and I incorporated into this message because it ends up. So don't think it's strange. Now we all know the story. And it's written in the Word and Scriptures in Daniel chapter 3. And of course, in Daniel, in chapter 3, there's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Pastor Jesse Duplantis called it my shack, your shack, and a bungalow. That's how he preaches. If you know him, that's how he preaches. So he's just saying, okay, we're going to talk about my shack, your shack, and a bungalow, because a lot of you got bungalows and you get out of your bungalows. But he said that these three, of course, we know. Now, in that day, Nebuchadnezzar commanded them to build an idol of gold. And everybody must worship this idol. Everybody. Nobody can stand away from this idol. And if you don't worship it, then you're going to be killed. You're going to be dealt with in whatever way that would be dealt with at that time. It says you all must worship it. Today we have an idol also. It's not coronavirus, it's fear. It's raised up. You notice that the banks are open, right? Right? It's, you know, it's good because you can do your banking, right? But you notice they're open, right? And so is Wall Street. What do those two things represent? Money. Are you hearing me? This is true. This is being preached. So it's not a criticism. It's a realism that you better understand what's really out there. And there is an idol. And that idol now is fear. And that idol is spiritual. It's not, it's manifesting physically, but it's spiritual. And if we don't attack it on that spiritual realm, we'll fall prey to it. It'll corrupt your mind, because I know, because I was being attacked in California with that before we left. Even coming here, listening to all these, when we listen to negativity, it's going to take a lot of time to charge the air. So we charge the air now. Bob even tells Balad, no grumbling about anything, even though you're disappointed in it. Don't grumble about it. Charge the air with positive power of God. Charge the air with the love of God. Charge the air with praise. Charge the air with worship. You change your atmosphere. You change your neighborhood. You change your community if you just listen to the Word of God. And you can play ignorant, you can sleep through the service, but I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to do what we do. I'm here to go to war, that's what we're against. Fear. A spiritual movement. An idol. Money represents gold. An idol. Las Vegas is shut down. Is it a surprise? No, are you seeing this? Las Vegas, the sports arena, Hollywood, theaters, everything that exalted itself above God. I am blessed that I serve the Master. I am so blessed. I am not happy for anybody's hardship. I am not criticizing anybody. I'm going to tell you right now, when Las Vegas shut down, you know God's on top of things. Prostitution, gambling, drugs. And God didn't have to do it. The corruption of this earth did. God always takes it. Man, the devil meant for evil, tends it for good. Genesis 15:12. I'm excited. I'll just calm down so you don't get, you know, you guys aren't very excited, but that's okay. I'm all right. So this is what the situation was. You know the story, right? You understand that there are these three men, and they were told, you got to worship the idol. Today they're telling you, you got to worship the idol. You got to worship the idol, and that's what's attached to the idol is coronavirus. It's attached to it. It generates it. Fear will generate you to not want to do anything. Now, I'm not saying don't use wisdom, but I'm saying don't give into this. Now remember, it's a spirit. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. Are you hearing me? It's a spirit. Coronavirus is the physical, that's a spirit. That's a spirit. It's idolized itself to bring forth that to our nation and all of the nations. Yeah, we know China lied. We understand that. It's already been revealed. But that doesn't change anything that we're in now. If you live back there, you're not going to be able to do anything here. So here we are, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they're faced with this issue. And of course, they're confronted by King Nebuchadnezzar, and this is powered by Satan. Same as it was then, who was the principality and power of the air then, and he's seeing now, because his time is shortening and shortening and shortening. And now he's generated something that he knew that would take over using this, and that's fear. Y'all know what fear does, right? It's a contaminant to our faith. It will destroy your faith. It will destroy it. And we're not going to let that happen. So, okay, so we have these three men. This is tough and serious stuff that we're going through. These thoughts are intense. So we must trust God, and we know that. So the king said, if you don't worship my idol, you're dead. You're dead. You don't do what I tell you, you're dead. If you don't respond to these things, you're dead. If you don't apply everything I say, you're dead. Listen to the news so that you're dead. Let's prophesy death. My God said through his son Jesus Christ, I come to give life and life more abundantly. He didn't say he came to bring death. He didn't say that. Again, I'm not making light or criticizing. They understand what they do. But why aren't we understanding what we're supposed to do? So here they are. They're facing a very serious situation. The king said, if you don't worship my idol, you die. The three said, I like the way the King James said it. We're not careful of how we're going to answer you right now, king. You've got to hear this. They didn't get sassy. They said, we're not careful how we're going to answer you right now. One more time, I'm going to say it. Oh, king, I heard what you said. I see your idol over there, that big gold thing, that big fear that generates over the cities. I see that. But I'm not going to be careful how I answer you today. I'm not going to be careful. Why? Because they knew who their God was and is in their life. So this is what he said. He said, no. So the three said, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. And this is what they actually said. We're not careful to answer you, Almighty King, in this matter. Or on this matter. Our God can deliver us, but even if he doesn't, we're worshiping Yahweh. This is where the body of Christ gets tested. This is where the true test comes if you truly are who you say you are. This is the difference between one who just believes and one who walks in. A believer believes, but a Christian walks in it because you're Christ-like and following him. I want to give you some real good news. God is going to change some things radically. But I want to give you some other news. Stop your grumbling now. Bury the past, throw away the shovel. Don't even put a tombstone on it. Don't recognize it. No markers. Begin to worship and praise God every day. Take that time that you grumble to praise Him. I'm not criticizing. Anybody can grumble because things don't work out the way we want. Stop now. I ask you, please, from my heart. Because as we charge the air and we're in that little room in California, God changed our situation. He changed our destination. He went, the world had a plan, but God said, I got a plan for you. I'm going to bring you home. That's what I said. I did my assignments, God, and I wasn't bragging. I believe I fulfilled what you wanted me to do. Now, you got to bring us home, God. And I told Benaiah, because he was getting a little agitated, because we were a little agitated, and that spirit of fear was trying to move into our room, move into our life, and take control of our mind. I know that is true, because I can feel it. I told Benaiah, we're going to go home. Don't you worry, son. Get a couple hours of sleep. We're going home. God's going to get us home. Jesus is going to get us home. We prayed, read the word. But we have to do something. You don't just sit down and cry. Come on. You can't do that. You got to do something. And that's what we did. So I'm not talking about us, but now we're back to the three. The three amigos. Amen? These three amigos, they're pretty tuned in to God. They know what's happening over there. Pastor Jesse said it this way. He said, God is looking for people in the church, this is the old school say, that'll throw the wrench in that idea. You ever heard that term before? The person that throws the wrench in the idea is saying, I ain't buying that. So he's looking for people in the church throwing the wrench. These three guys, they threw in the wrench. Is that whatever. We ain't worshiping your fear. We ain't worshiping your idol. We ain't worshiping your money. We ain't worshiping any person or thing except God. Only Him. Our loyalty is to what? Jehovah God.
Amen.
Yahweh. El Shaddai. The one of all beginnings. So now we have these three guys in there. You know the story. But they said, okay, we're not going to be careful in this matter. But even if not, and then what happened? He raised up the fire, right? Now understand that they threw him into the fire. They're bound up. You notice that the only thing burned up was what bound them. This fire that's here, it's only going to burn off the things that's on you. It's going to release you. But you got to trust God. You got to faith in God. Amen. I'm talking about man. And I'm telling you, this is the word. He gave me. I'm giving him credit. I just need this word. And my spirit began to get pumped up. I'm like, that's what it is. I was thinking this thing to think for me. And I'm not letting it do that. I'm taking caution. I'm behaving and watching myself. And I'm definitely going to do what needs to be done physically. But hey, the spirit should overpower that. We should do what God says to do. And I'm thankful to the Lord for all of you being here today. That's encouraging you come today. It took courage. I applaud you. It took courage to come today. It took courage to be here today. It took courage to turn on the TV. Not to listen, but to listen to the Word of God. From all the preachers preaching everywhere. But for this house, I'm going to tell you, it took courage. I don't mind saying it took courage to show up today. God bless you here. I was going to preach this anyway. No, I was. I love you. I'm going to preach it anyway. My pastor told me, nobody show up, angels will come. Just keep preaching. Even if you can't see them, just keep preaching. That's what my pastor taught me. So I believe that. So fear is a spirit. Now when worship, listen, when we worship fear, we get the results of it. Stop. Stop panicking. Stop going crazy. I couldn't understand why everybody bought toilet paper. I'm sorry, I just don't understand. I know it's a necessity. But why would you fight over toilet paper? I can understand fighting over food because you're scared. I understand. I don't agree with it. But toilet paper, and I know y'all have heard that. No, think about it. That's totally illogical. And Pastor Jesse, I was so, you know, in Hawaii, it's rice, right? Pastor Jesse said he went to the store. He contacted me. I was at the hotel in San Diego. He goes, hey, Pastor Rocky, take a look at the show. They're empty. There ain't no beans. Because, you know, Mexicans like beans. There ain't no beans. Dried beans, fried beans, canned beans. He goes, they ain't even pork and beans. There's no beans here. And he said, definitely no tortillas. You know, so he's, you know, he's just going, look at this. And he's taking pictures and sending it to me, you know, via text. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know. But he was teasing me. He goes, how's it in Hawaii? I go, they're like, they always look for rice. I said, but everybody's going for toilet paper. I don't believe the store saw that coming. Why? Because they didn't think everybody's going to buy toilet paper. I mean, no, you know, because otherwise I'm sure they would have said, I'm going to have to restrict you. I mean, how sad that is. One pack of toilet paper for you. Go. Next one. No, listen. That's fear. That is fear, and it's so exposing itself. So if you got all that toilet paper, share with your neighbors. Some of them might not have gotten any. Just share a pack. Don't feel so good. And you're not going to go to the bathroom that much in all this time anyway. So relax on that. So we're back to the fire, so the two of them. The things that were bounding them and tying them up, that burned, but they didn't burn. We know they came out with no residual fire or smoke on them, right? But they threw the wrench in them. And therefore, Nebuchadnezzar had to yield. That idol had no power. If the idol got no power, whatever is using it got no power and must die. Word. I was encouraged. I still am. Now I want to share something that God gave me personally with these two combined messages to close up the service. Y'all doing alright? It's not a long service today. It's just to encourage you. Lift you up on high. Not as a crisis with you, but lift you up on high to Him. Reach where He is, man. He's saying, look to the hills where your help coming. Stop looking at the ground. Look to the hills. Yeah, we're going through hard times. God said we would. He said, we're going to suffer some. Just like His son did. But He said, don't crack or break. I got you. I really believe that word that Apostle Harris shared with Bishop Swanner shared with me on an email. He said that reading the Bible doesn't make you a warrior. Reading the Bible and going through the experience of the battle makes you a warrior. You've got to experience. And there is hardship. And I don't take lightly anybody's hardship. And this is hardship. And there's people suffering right now. They're hurting right now. We've got to help out. Now I want to give you what God gave me. Now we get in that fire. The things happen. They came out of that fire. There was one walking in there that looked like the Son of God. How would you even say something like that in those days? The Son of God. What do you know about the Son of God? And there was a fourth person in there that walked with Him and protected them. Jesus is in us. God is with us. And angels are walking with us. They are right with us. You don't have to see them. Because of, listen, one thing that spirit of fear robs us from is the fruit of the Spirit that is most important in the power of our walk. Love, joy. All of it's in there, but joy. I want to focus right now. Fear will take your joy. You see, a physical thing of happiness can't rob your joy because it's the fruit of the Spirit. But a spiritual thing that you let and worship can rob your joy, which is the fruit of the Spirit. So only the Spirit can rob those dimensions. Well, you're not hearing me. This is what God gave me. This is not something I heard from man. These two messages combined, I'm going to get it, God. Only the Spirit can penetrate those things. Well, we have to worship that idol. It can't touch anything unless you worship it. Unless it takes precedence over everything in your mind and the whole focus of your source and your soul yields to it. I refuse. The last battle of man will be fought in his mind. I know for true those words years ago given. So we bind fear. It has no power. It is no idol to this community. It is no idol to our life. It is no idol to our neighborhood. It is no idol to our islands. It is no idol to our nation. It is no idol to this word. We command it. If two or three gather in the name of Christ, we have the power and authority to tear it down. We got to do that today together. I like how Pastor Jesse said it. He said, from the White House to God's house, it stops today. Because it don't go further than God's house. So I believe that. And I want to give him credit, because credit is where credit needs to be given. Amen? So I thank you. Pastor Jesse, you might not be watching, but thank you. Later on, you might see it in the archive. You inspired me and helped me to get delivered. I thank God for that. You might say, you got delivered? Oh, yeah, I got delivered. I can listen to the news now and go, yeah, whatever, okay, got that information. Thank you very much. Amen? Because my phone pops up everything. Right? Because before, I had all the news guys, look at this. And listen. I got one this morning. It's from the CDC, and it's about from Italy. They're showing you the people that are dead. Why would you do that?
Fear,
brother. They're generating the idol. It ain't gonna work. It's a lie out of hell. I'm not saying the coronavirus is not real. I'm saying fear is a lie out of hell. Fear not. That's what he told Joshua. Do you know that fear not, or fear, or don't be afraid is written 365 times in the Bible? One for every day, just for us. Because every day there's something. And I know this is serious, but let me tell you what, we need to be more serious in our loyalty to God. True story. So I want to share it calmly so you get it. Fear contaminates our faith, which unlocks the door to be attacked. Once we're attacked, we start to submit to those thoughts and those things that bring forth that stress and those things in our life. And without faith, we know it's impossible to please God. That's the word of God. It says it very plainly, right? So the prefix meaning is what the word com, C-O-N, is a prefix. And it means this. I'm going to read it exactly as the definition was written. Together in association with intense force. When we put that in front of promise, it turns to compromise. We know that in 32 states, as of this morning, late last night it happened, I guess in the morning when we were sleeping, 32 states had activated the Air and National Guard. But they're there to help. I know it strikes fear in everybody's life and thinking about all these things. But we've been told about so many things. Don't focus on that. That's right. Focus on Him. They're passing out medical supplies and food to those that are in quarantine, but they're making available, the Navy's making available all their military ships that have naval medical supplies, hospitals, floating hospitals, all their doctors, all their... Hey, that's a big supply in the military. Well, might get activated and help us out in our community. Yeah. It's all good. So don't look at that as a negative. We can turn it into a positive because we don't fear what man can do. We trust God. We fear not what man can do in life. That's the word. Words. I'm almost done. Are you with me?
Amen.
I just want to encourage you before we walk through total deliverance. So we know what that word means. So we don't want to put calm. Amen? We don't want to put calm. And I'm not talking about C-A-L-M. I'm talking about C-O-M. Calm. Again, it means, and it does mean that, together in association with intense force. That was its definition written exactly. That's pretty intense. Right? Think about it. So you put that prefix in front of a word that God gives us as a promise of an inheritance, and you turn it into a compromise, and you don't get it. I'm not saying you don't get it. I mean, we don't get it. God wants us blessed. Excuse me. He wants us blessed. Amen. I don't mind sweating. The more degrees, the more it burns up. I'm good. I'm blessed with it away. I'm blessed with it. Yesterday I was in the heat. Yeah, just give me a little wind. We're good. We have to have positive thinking, love each other, and help each other. You have to. I'm not saying to, I can't force you. I'm saying you have to, because that's God. You can walk in religion, but it ain't going to deliver you. Religion never delivered me. God delivered me through His Son, Jesus Christ. Wasn't religion? Wasn't all rules and regulations? I understand the reason we're putting this is to keep everybody safe and so that we can comply with what we're asked to do. You might say, well, that's compromise. No, it's not. I'll obey the laws of the land until they fully compromise the word of God. And then I'm going to have to walk with what God says, even though there might be some hard times.
Amen.
But we're going to do that so we can protect each other and help each other. That's the way God's... That's the word.
Amen.
I agree with the word. Thank you. I love you. I agree with the word. I want you to disagree with the word.
Amen.
Disagree with the word. Fear is not our idol. Fear is not your idol. God is the power. He's not an idol.
Amen.
He's Jehovah. He's the creator.
Woo!
He's good.
Yeah.
Amen. So together we come. We'll never change the promise. The enemy wants to steal your inheritance. Because he knows you have one. He might not know what it is. He's not educated or intimidated, I would say, to do that. I know that a lot of the kids are learning from home. And parents have to become teachers, which is very difficult for the children. But we're already in that. But then I thought he was going to get a break. Everybody's off. I said, oh no, you've been home school for years. So you're already broken in with you. It doesn't work with you. But let me tell you what. God's bringing the families together to help them out. The kids. Help the kids out. Do whatever we can. Keep it calm. Amen? We have to understand something. I don't believe for a minute God caused any of this. But I believe He's using it to His fullest capabilities. We have caused the train wreck ourselves. We caused the train wreck. But God says, I got this. I'm with my children. Listen, and that's what I shared with my son. I shared it all through California. Not only is God taking us to a place we've never been before, He said, stand back, everybody, because I'm going to show everybody my glory. God wants to show up. He's going to show everybody His glory. That's why He said, stand back. But He said, stay focused on Me. Because where I'm taking you, you ain't never been before. So you need to stay focused on Me. So you, when you get there, you go, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I get it now, Lord. I understand. Because you see, I told my mother-in-law yesterday, I said, or was it this morning? I said, it's like going to a new neighborhood, right? You haven't been to that neighborhood before? And I'm not making light of it, but you go in there and you go, where the heck is that house? Well, if you stayed close to the person that was leading you, you would have been at the house already. When I go to California, I drive sometimes like a maniac. Because I got to follow these guys that drive here all their lives. I'm like, Lord's like, you got him, I got him, I got him, I got him. People are cutting down, I got him, he's in front of that one. I got him. Just get into a restaurant. Get there, I'm like, whoo, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Huh? Pastor Jesse, yes. Pastor Robert used to slow down sometimes. Pastor Carlos, I think he looks in the back mirror. You got to memorize the license plate, the car color, the type. Because, no, the traffic is all, intertwined. And once you go on the freeway, you got six lanes. Everybody, and they don't care if you're following somebody. Just squeeze in. I'm serious. I'm not. Don't talk to me. Turn on the radio. Like driving a tank. In fact, we try to rent a tank, but they don't rent them. So you rent the next thing, you think they're close to it. I'm serious. You think I'm joking? I am, but we don't have any thanks. But what I'm saying is that, you know, we have to focus on God so that He can take us to some place we're not going to be able to recognize without Him. That's all I'm saying. And I can say from my heart, I've never been here before. Body of Christ. Been in this building, been in this position preaching, but I've never been in this situation before. And Reverend Ty has been through so many different areas of his life as a missionary. And I want to tell you, Reverend Ty, when I and I pray, I want to tell you what we pray. We thank God you're here right now. We really do. We know that you're a brave soldier for Christ, but we thank God you're here. Okay. Well, thank you for Reverend Ty. No, I'm not bragging, but I and I pray. I always pray for you, Reverend Ty, because I said, you know, missionaries have it pretty tough. But we're thankful you're home, and I know God had a design to have you where you're supposed to be until He launches you out. And when He launches you out, what an anointing and a power is going to go with you. Because it's going to be a whole new dimension that we're in. And people are going to be vulnerable and acceptable to the Holy Spirit and bringing in the kingdom for their lives. Amen. So number one focus, witness Jesus to somebody. Witness the love to somebody. Share Jesus with somebody. Amen. No matter what, just help them out. And when people come to trash you and talk about you, love them. Just like, oh, how can I help you, man? Oh, yeah, we good. I'm so glad you came back to the Lord. I'm so blessed that you found Jesus again, because He never left you. He was always good. I thank God for all of you this morning. The Lord is good all the time. Listen, God's so, God's been, hey, oh, God's always been good. That's why we sing that song. But this morning I was thinking about it. You know why? Because I want to let God know He's been good to us. He's always been good to us. He's never failed. He never will. The greatest warrior, the God, Jehovah God, of the angel armies. Composited by millions and trillions. We don't even know the number. And yes, He takes time out to send them to us. North, south, east, and west. When you leave here, there's an angel with you there, right? Follow me over there. You can't see me. Just walk on the right path. Protect the children. Watch over them. But today, I tell you, Jesus is not only the Lord of our life, He's Lord of all. He's the greatest ever. And I thank God. He's our Father. He's our Father. I sent in some of the young ladies yesterday during the workout. I told him, hey, you are my sister from another mother. Because we've got the same father. And Benai goes, what does that mean? That means we have different mothers, we have daddies on earth, but we only got one father. One father only. Jesus said it, not me. He started it. They ain't none. They ain't none like you. This morning I thank God for all of you. Again, tomorrow we'll be praying for home. If you're watching, pray from home between 7 and 8, anytime, or anytime you choose, but 7 and 8, and pray for America. Let's flood heaven with the power of prayer. Let's flood heaven with letting God know we do care. Not in worry. We care about what's happening. And we know you can help everyone and every person in this life. So I thank God for all of you. No matter what happens, we'll be preaching. So whether we'll be here physically, which I pray we can still, we're taking one day at a time, we're being positive. If things change, we're going to be streaming live. We're not just going to be streaming. As long as we got power, man. As long as we got internet. Spectrum said we don't have internet. Amen. So the line tell comes and they'll back it up, whatever the case may be. So we're gonna stream live, we're gonna have worship. We're actually gonna put some worship online. Amen. And we're just gonna have a wonderful time with the Lord, and we're gonna do it. Hallelujah. We know the jobs are getting challenged and things are happening, so we understand. But when God touches your heart, don't forget that we also function, and this house functions on the power of God's movement in your life and giving. So if you're online and you see it, even when, if it goes to that point where we can't come in, just press that give button. Whenever God puts them there, don't forget your tithes and offerings. But I'm not just trying to push money. I'm just saying we have to function, and we're going to function. But no burden upon your life. But God is good. All the time. So we can come to the office. Also, we'll be open, but the door will be locked. You have to knock on the door, call the number, and we'll open up. The reason is because sometimes the secretaries here, we're here, but we're going to be functioning, amen, but we're going to comply. We've got to be very careful, because there are things happening in the world. The only time evil prevails, the actual word that was given by our president, the only time evil prevails is when good men do nothing. Well, there's a lot of good men and good women under God in this house. And I know you won't do nothing. So we're going to just stand in together, amen, and believe God together. Don't forget, He is the master of all the universe. He's the greatest ever. Today, in the house, and if you're watching, the Lord Jesus Christ is calling unto you. He says, I want to be the Lord of your life. I want to be the person in your life to guide you. But this morning, if you're watching, maybe you asked Jesus in, or you had an idea before, but you never asked Him to be the Lord of your life and come into your heart. I want to pray with you this morning. In this house, we're going to pray together. I'm just going to ask God. We say, Lord Jesus, forgive me my sins. Come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son to die for me. I receive Him today into my heart. I know that I'm made new. The Bible says, born again. And thank you, Father, for raising your Son, Jesus, from the dead. Seated at your right hand, I receive Him today, never to be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We have the number. You can call us. We'll pray with you. We'll help you. I know this is very difficult times. No matter what, you can stream in. If you have a church, praise God, stream into them. But always know that the Word of God will prevail over all things. We can pray with you. We can guide you. We can help you in whatever we need to do. If the Lord touches you to give an offering, just press that give button and God will take you right to the location to do it. God bless you. We love you. Have a great day. Live from Kahului, Maui. Aloha.